USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, announced Wednesday that the House will not take up the Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure package this month, rejecting calls from moderates in her caucus who are demanding a quick vote. Pelosi has hinted the House will not turn the $1 trillion infrastructure package until the Senate passes a much larger $3.5 trillion social spending package. As many Americans wonder what happened to the price of gas, new inflation numbers released on Wednesday showed the cost of gas is up nearly 42% from July of 2020. The Biden administration's plan to curb prices on gas is an open letter to OPEC nations, asking them to produce more oil. Redistricting season is underway with the release of detailed population data from the U.S. Census Bureau that will be used to redraw voting districts nationwide. Texas, Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina will likely gain seats. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Democrats are attempting to take election procedures away from the states. Tim Berg reports.
Immediately after the Senate passed a $3.5 trillion budget resolution vote via party line, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer attempted to pass the voting rights package via unanimous consent. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz blocked Schumer's attempt.
Reserving the right to object, this bill would constitute a federal government takeover of elections. It would constitute a massive power grab by Democrats. It would disenfranchise millions of Americans. And it would do precisely the opposite of its nominal title, for the people. It is instead for the politicians, because it entrenches politicians and ensures that the people cannot vote them out of office.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the Taliban gained more control across Afghanistan, U.S. officials scrambled to assess just how quickly the government in Kabul could fall. President Biden on Tuesday.
We spent over $1 trillion over 20 years. We trained and equipped with modern equipment over 300,000 Afghan forces. And Afghan leaders have to come together. We lost thousands, lost death and injury. Thousands of American personnel. They've got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. The United States, I'll insist we continue to keep the commitments we made of providing close air support, making sure that their Air Force functions and is operable, resupplying their forces with food and equipment, and paying all their salaries. They've got to want to fight. They have outnumbered the Taliban, and I'm getting daily briefings. I think there's still a possibility. You have a significant new Secretary of Defense, our equivalent of Secretary of Defense in Afghanistan, Bushmullah Khan, who's a serious fighter. I think they're beginning to realize they've got to come together politically at the top.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.